17th ever offline TV podcast.
This wow, 17?
Serious yeah. podcast.
I'm not even 17.
Same.
Sorry, go on.
Let us begin. I am Disguised Host, your host. Today we are joined by P. Oki Main.
Hi.
Sean.
Hello.
And Lily Pichu.
Sup.
Now I'm told that our podcast is now on iTunes, so you might be listening to this
Pog.
Through audio on iTunes. Hello, I'm wearing a yellow shirt.
Tell me more.
What's on the shirt?
Offline TV merch. And I'm wearing blue khakis. You know, we got to describe ourselves for the audio
listeners.
They don't
even see it in the video.
I'm Pokey.
What are you wearing,
Pokey? I'm wearing a bunny hat. And the ears can go up and down. It's really cute. I'm wearing a black shirt and a pink skirt.
Don't lie to the viewers. You're not wearing a black shirt.
Is this not black?
It's not a shirt.
Is that a shirt?
A black sweater.
Hey, Sean, what are you?
I am a orc, and I'm wearing a pink super dry shirt and faded blue-white jeans.
Perfect. And Lily Pichu?
I am wrapped up in a tortilla blanket.
Mm-hmm. With blue satin pajamas underneath.
Mm-hmm. With cats on it. Patterned mm-hmm. cats that mm-hmm. look suspiciously like Mimi. I actually learned recently that those pajamas were meant for Albert. My mom had purchased them for Albert. I didn't know. So I've been wearing it all this time.
Not even you.
All right. Now that that's out of the way, most important thing, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Did you do it?
We're waiting.
We'll give you some time.
We can't yeah. start the podcast until you like, comment. We'll wait forever if needed.
Oh, there you go. Good job.
There, finally. Nice. Finally. All right, yeah, now we can start the podcast. All right. Let's talk about our lives because we have a lot going on.
Is that my phone?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Wait, really?
No phones, Lily Pichu.
Okay.
Wait, we said me? No phones.
Someone's messaging me.
Lily Pichu,
don't
we
worry.
Said no
He's
phones.
He's donating $1,000 to charity.
No.
No. Wait, I can't put it on silent.
Can't you do that on the side?
I don't know how. No, it doesn't work. Let me just
Android user.
That's just a terrible design.
She's oh answering the message.
Just put it on silent.
She's like, let me turn it off. And it's like,
I literally look. Do not disturb.
How'd you message so many people at once?
Huh? What?
No, nothing.
Guys are shaming me. I'm trying to put it on silent.
We're memeing, Lily.
So, as you guys can see, we have. We're trying out different sets compared to the basement one.
I like this one. It's cuter.
I like this one, but the white balance is a little bit off.
Yeah, right now
it's like we're all
it's Asian far too yellow.
We're very yellow.
I mean, we are all Asian,
whoa,
but like
aside.
I watched it.
Hold
listen,
up, dog.
I'm almost 2% Asian.
I watched that video. It was only like 2% or something.
Does it say what kind of Asian?
Are you trying to minimize the 2% of my heritage?
2% rounds to zero. All right, guys.
So is it, what's that word people use? Culture appropriation.
Yeah. To do what?
If you culturally appropriate Asian thing, is that a valid criticism if you're 2% Asian?
Am I culturally appropriate?
Yeah, like at what percentage is it okay?
Yeah, it's like.
I think it depends, like, if you're how cool you're making Asians look. You're making Asian
what were you saying, cool. Lily? I want to know.
She's culturally appropriating.
I wish I never heard that.
I didn't want to repeat it.
Wait, but it's not the Mexicans that came out with tortillas.
I want to Google it, but I won't use my
don't
phone.
Don't worry, chat can probably
chat
tell
would
us.
Tell us.
Fed dot dot dot.
Hi, Fed.
All right, so trying on a new set. The coloring's a little off because we have yellow lights. And it's really high, and I'm scared to put on a ladder and go change it because I might fall.
You know, we should just have lights directed towards us and have them counteract
we can
that
use
yellowness.
Albert's cool lightsaber lights.
The ones he uses in the music video? They go on the
the professional
yeah, I feel like
one.
That's not gonna work.
He
for
has
this.
Like beams of lights, and they can be any color. They're really cool.
I can search for a light.
Not right now. No. I mean next. Yeah,
okay,
don't worry about it.
The yellowness kind of matches like the merch.
Hell no.
We're very yellow, but it does feel a little more comfier.
Cozy, yeah.
Yeah.
We just have a white space here. Lily, could you move your head towards us? Now make your head bigger.
No, stand up. Do the podcast standing up. Make your head a lot stand up.
Bigger. Yeah. Stand.
Stand.
Stand. Stand. You can move the mic up too.
It yeah, moves. Perfect. Now yeah. move the mic up.
Okay, now crouch just a little bit. No. Crouch a little. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. You're covering all the white space up. Don't move.
Perfect.
Perfect. All right. So the first thing we talk about.
Even her blanket matches the yellowness.
Everything goes with the theme.
All right. So I'm participating in a Hearthstone tournament in a couple of days with Janet. She's over. And one cool thing they're doing for me is they're paying for my dinner, which is great. They're like,
love dinner.
You can go and have dinner and expense it to us. So we're just trying to figure out where we should go. So at what point?
Where is it?
It's in Burbank.
You should Yelp
Steakhouse.
Burbank, like $4 sign only.
But what's the price point where Blizzard's going to be like, nah, not happening?
Blizzard makes a lot of money, right?
They said dinner.
And you're like their ambassador. You're like the disguised toast. You're like the face of
Hearthstone. You think Blizzard gives a shit about their content? Wait, let me say yes, that after
they
tournament.
Do?
They made a tournament with you guys, so to some extent they must, right?
Yeah. So I'm just thinking like how much we should order.
$100
between how many people? Oh, I think you can each order $100 worth of food.
What?
Yeah,
for dinner.
Yeah,
I think that's fine.
Yeah, I've heard LCS players got like $80 food comp or something.
I don't know. They're pretty stingy though.
They made World of Warcraft.
What are they gonna do? Invoice you for $100? That's free content. Blizzard, invoice me for $100.
Was it like a sign thing, or were they like, trust us? We'll pay for your dinner.
They'll just say all your dinner expenses are covered. Just send us the receipts.
Go hard.
100? All right, let's do 100.
100 each, yeah. I think is all right, good. All right.
Have a nice din-din. Go off, King. You deserve it.
And Lily recently came back from Seattle. How was that?
Can I sit?
Answer the question.
I want to see how long you'd last before
my back hurts.
It's like worse because she has like she can't
please,
stand
please
straight.
Please sit.
It's the
crouching. No, please sit.
I apologize. I tried.
Oh, look at all that white space.
No!
Oh. All right. So how was Seattle?
Great.
What'd you go for?
We went for a Husky Gaming Expo, which is like a small convention run by University of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. We had a panel. Chilled. We had a show match. It was really cute because the fans got to pick our champions.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave Box Riven. They gave Special Thresh. They gave Snoopy. Well, he Yumi, but he didn't have a Sleeping Malphite. They gave me Yasuo and Albi Mordekaiser.
How is playing Yasuo?
Oh, I'm sorry. They can't hear me. That's why. Like, I'm really low, apparently. Honestly, I could have played anything and Albert would have carried, like, the ribbon and Starsh, like, they just, it was, like, really one-sided. So it was pretty, it was fun.
Nice.
All right, and here's the Sean question. Has fame affected you guys whenever you attend cons not gaming-related? You guys get recognized at non-gaming cons? Wait, you guys even attend?
Anime conventions, I get recognized.
But you're kind of, like, in the anime scene, right?
Am I?
Yeah, you're sponsored by Crunchyroll, the premier
Crunchyroll.com/Lily for a free 14-day premium trial. Go on.
So do you guys attend non-gaming cons these days?
I don't go outside.
What about you, Sean? When do you get recognized?
In a food court mall in Virginia.
Aww.
Like a random guy was like, wait, aren't you Seanic? And I was like, yeah. He's like, why are you in Virginia? And I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of weird that you're meeting me here.
You should tell the story of Yvonne's thing today. Really funny.
Oh,
it's really
yeah, you
funny.
Were the witness.
Yeah,
tell the story.
All right, so we had a reservation at Din Tai Fung, and then we walked up, and then like seven little kids, maybe like eight, a lot of little kids swarmed Yvonne. They're like, oh my god, aren't you famous? You're the iCarly girl. And they all started taking pictures like without consent. Like they just like ran up and started like taking selfies, and Yvonne just looks like,
kill me.
Yvonne is like, in my opinion, clearly Asian. And the other girl, in my opinion, is clearly not.
So the girl in question is Janet McCurdy. She's like a blonde.
Yeah.
Little
Jeanette
girl.
McCurdy.
Jeanette McCurdy.
How could they confuse?
By the way, I'm only using my phone because Sue's coming over soon and I need her to not be locked out. So it's like important. You know?
Okay. Yeah. It's all right. You just paid a fee.
Okay, how much?
$1,000.
Freep to myself.
Oh.
No, to OTV.
Do I get like 20% because I'm like a fifth of OTV?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So wow. And then you can write it off as a tax expense, and essentially you're making free money.
No. So the second part to the story. Basically, the guy who took the photo with Yvonne ran to our table like while we were seated and eating. Uh-huh. And all of his friends came like, wait, we looked you up on Instagram. Like, you actually are famous. And they're like, how are you guys famous? Are all of you famous? And they were like asking all of us. And we're like,
wait, how did they find her Instagram?
Because one like tagged Yvonne and he came back. Yeah.
Oh. Came up and asked me for my Instagram tag, and I should tag Jeanette McCurdy. Wow. I was just showing them my real one.
So she explained to them that she's not famous.
Me. Yeah.
So she gave them her real tag, which also still has a lot of followers.
Yeah.
So they were still starstruck. Were they like disappointed?
No, they were like even more hype.
Aww. I think the whole taking pictures without consent and just doing that as a little.
They were like young. I want to say they were like middle school. Without a chaperone.
But would you ever call them out on it?
They're kids. It's hard to.
Let's say it's like a young adult.
Okay, if it was a young adult who just came up to me and started taking pictures without asking me.
It's like, hey, Lily Pichu. Cheese.
Okay, that's a little like, I would appreciate being asked, you know? It's not like I'm going to say no.
But would you say anything? Would you be like, hey, not cool?
No, I'd probably be too passive to say anything.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'd be like, I really wish he would have asked first.
But Albert would beat the guy up.
No, he wouldn't say anything either. We would just both take it.
It's so funny because like Yvonne got swarmed and then she looked at us.
Oh, Pokey, what would you do?
If someone was like randomly taking pictures of me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like describe the situation.
Not from afar. They should have to run up.
Oh.
And risk it.
Let's say, like, no warning. They're like, hey, Pokemon.
Like, kind of, you'd appreciate being asked.
Okay. If it was at a con, I'd deal with it. Like, mm-hmm. TwitchCon or something. That's, like, you know what?
But when you're out eating.
If I'm at some random place and someone's being a creep, I will 100% call them out for being a creep. Yeah, because like the thing is, if not for myself, like I feel like sometimes people need to know that their behavior is inappropriate.
How otherwise would you call like, them out? Would you be like respectfully? It's like, hey buddy.
I guess depends. If it was like creepy or weird, then maybe I'd be a bit more like,
okay, let's say you're abrasive eating and but he's at like at another table and you just see him do this.
Oh, that's even, I don't like it when people do that.
If people just do some shit like that, I just like give him a dirty look or something.
Just ask.
Or I, okay, a couple things. Like, if they look like a nice person, I might just go up and be like, if you just wanted a picture, like, you could just ask. If they look like they're being weird or, yeah.
Is alpha. Lily Pichu beta.
No, I mean, like, because you never know. Sometimes people do that because they are too shy to take a picture. Sometimes they're just, like, being weird. So it depends on the situation, yeah. But I'm not really afraid to go up to someone.
I have a story about this.
Was someone being weird?
Yeah, I was in a cafe. I was like a few years ago. That's some cafe. I don't remember. It was like a League of Legends thing, right? And then, oh wait, no, was it a League of Legends? I don't remember. But someone recognized me there. But I didn't want to take, like, I had no makeup on. I was like just rolled out of bed. I was just there to like get bubble tea and like dip with my friend. And he's like, hey, Lily Peter, can I take, please take a picture with you? I'm like, I'm sorry, just not today. I don't really feel like, sorry. And I just like try to like politely let him down. Like, and then he came back like a minute later, please, Lily Pichu, please let me take a picture with you. I'm like, dude, I'm really sorry. I don't want to take a picture like right now. I'm sorry. And then he comes back another minute later, please, I really need to take a picture with you. Just one picture, please. I'm like, okay, fine. So I just took a picture.
What the fuck?
It was like, it made me feel so.
Oh, by the way, yeah, talking to your mic.
You might want
to
turn it up, Yvonne. Four.
You should turn up my mic, actually.
So came back a third time.
There, and then eventually, I'm like, I just felt really bad. I'm like, okay, maybe he's just like a really big fan and like this. Like, well, you know, that's something, I don't know, I just kind of justified it, and then I took a picture, and then he finally left. And then I went home. That's my story.
How did you feel when you finally took the picture with him?
Really uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't look like, I don't smile yet. Okay, all right, bye.
Have you ever seen that picture on social media?
No. I don't want to.
I saw someone take a picture of me sitting beside someone at a TwitchCon airport, who is obviously another, like, streamer, content creator, and they were, like, confirmed dating. Like,
but you were sitting with another guy?
After TwitchCon, flying back to the same city that we both originate from.
Oh,
Who would have thunk?
Wait. They took a picture of you?
At the airport.
Yeah, like sitting at the gate. Like just sitting, talking.
Y'all are weird.
That's essentially and marriage.
Like it was one of those sneaker like sneaker pics. Like it's super far.
It's paparazzi shit at that point. Like, oh, that's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of weird people. They take pictures of you. I generally see, I do this thing I've mentioned before where I see someone eyeing, because we go out and sometimes people are eyeing us. I just be like, hey, you want to take a picture?
Yeah.
But like, there's always a small part of me. It's like, man, what if he's not looking at me?
Yeah. And he's like, who are you?
Yeah. It's like, sorry, I was looking at Pokimane. But it's always like, you want to be nice.
I'll usually just like wave and see if like they reciprocate.
Yeah, make eye contact. Like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. And they're usually like, hey, can we? Then they're like more confident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be able to make someone's day.
Oh my God. At, I think like two meet and greets ago. Yeah. Two meet and greets ago. I like finished my meet and greet line. And then I was like, cool, donezo. And I went and like sat on this chair bench thingy. So I'm sitting like checking my phone. I've been standing for like an hour. So, you know, just going through stuff, blah, blah. This guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, are you Pokey? I was like, yeah, what's up, man? This is my meet and greet. he's like, do you know who I am? I was like, no. He's like, I'm your number one fan. I was like, oh. And I started doing this thing at that meet and greet where I was asking people like, oh, what kind of content of mine like are you a fan of? Because like League, Fortnite, ASMR, it could really be anything at this point.
Right.
So I was like, oh, what kind of content of mine like do you like the most? And he had like, he couldn't even really respond. And I was like, it doesn't really sound like you're my biggest fan or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I want to explain the situation, but it's really hard to describe. He was like staring very intensely into my eyes. Like, you know, when someone's just holding eye contact a little bit too long, they're just looking and like they're talking at you. Like they want to make you fall in love with them just by staring. Right? Like that's so uncomfortable. And he's just like looking. And like, I didn't really know what to say. So I was like, okay, like, do you want a picture? Yes. And he's like, I guess. I don't know. I was like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, what else would you be here for, right? And there was, like, more awkward back and forth. Finally, like, fumbled out his phone, took a picture, whatever. And I could sense that he was, like, gonna hover and talk about random stuff as much as he could. And I had to like get somewhere at some point. And there were other people like coming around that also wanted pictures. So I was like, all right, man, like, nice talking to you. Bye. I took some other pictures. And then once that crowd cleared again, I started like going around the area. And then he found me again. And he was like, hey, more awkward dialogue. Someone else came up. I was like, bye. And then a third time, the third time's the real good part, okay? The third time he comes up to me, doesn't preface anything. He just goes, hey, have you seen my phone? I was like, no. And he's like, I brought it to the meet and greet earlier. Like, have you seen it? I was like, no, but like you could ask the people in charge if they have like a lost and found or if they found it. And he's like, but like you were there. Have you seen it? Like, no. Oh, wait, gosh. Not phone. He said keys. He was like, yeah, I went to my car and I don't have my keys anymore. Have you seen them? Like, no idea. Ask the people. He doesn't want to ask the people. It's like, okay. And I was with Hannah, my agent. And he's like, would it be okay if like I just like Ubered with you guys? Because like I don't have the keys to my car.
Oh, my God.
And I was
God.
It sounds like a
and he
mystery.
Didn't even like ask the people, so it was a bit of an odd situation. Like if you really lost your keys, wouldn't you ask the people in charge? Anyway, so I was like, I'm not leaving right now. Me and Hannah have a meeting. By meeting, what we really meant was we were gonna go get food. Like we have like a dinner meeting thing. But if you like don't have a way home, like I'm happy to order an Uber for you. Like that's no skin off my back. I just order him one and he gets home safe, right? All good. It's like, so yeah, no worries. Like, I can get you an Uber. And he seemed kind of like disappointed. And he was like, okay, I guess. But like, where are you going?
Wow, this is painful. He had a whole plan in his head. It's like perfect.
Did you really think and it was gonna work?
It got even better. Hannah was like, yeah, we're like going to dinner, we have a meeting. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, I could just go with you guys and then Uber home with you. I was like, you're not gonna come to our goddamn fake meeting with us. Okay, sorry, that was a really long story. And then like more fans came up, so I went to take a picture and Hannah was like, I'll handle this, and she handled it, and I asked her later, didn't even end up getting an Uber from her. So yeah, I think it was all just a ploy to somehow, I don't know, get into the same Uber as us.
That sounds dangerous.
It's a yikes.
I mean, look, the dude shot his shot.
I felt kind of bad because I think at some point he was like, oh, like, I'm really nervous. Like, I don't usually like talk to girls. And I was like, ah. And like, I try to be understanding and as kind as I can. And I've been in multiple situations like that. And usually I'm just like, it's fine. And like, if you're shy about that kind of thing, like, you know, just practice. But this guy, like, he was pushing it with the keys and the dinner and the Uber and the. Staring. I was like, that's too much. Yeah.
Is someone here?
Ooh.
She's barking. So someone might be here.
Do you think he's watching this stream right now? Remember that time we were going through creepers on your Instagram?
Yeah.
And we pointed one out, mm-hmm. and then he instantly messaged you. He's like, I know you're reading this. It was the scare. It was like,
Monka.
That sounds pretty scary.
Yeah. But when it comes to fans, the hoverers are generally the worst ones. Not the one who are like just a little rude or like whatever. It's the one that hovers.
They don't leave you alone.
They just
and you don't
hover.
Know how to tell them to please leave me alone. And so you try to make an excuse saying like, hey, I gotta go get dinner with my friends. But then they're like, oh, where are you going? And then you gotta find a way to lie. Like, never mind. I'm not hungry. I'm going back to my hotel. Oh, which hotel are you at? And then you have to try
what's
to
your hotel room number? Could you make an extra key copy?
What time do you sleep?
Then you have to make another excuse like, hey, just sorry. We're gonna go do our stuff. Oh, okay. This is really funny. I was streaming with Destiny once. We were at a mall. And then we had a fan meet. And then I think some of his fans, I think, wanted to get dinner too. But like, this too big of a group. We couldn't. There's no way. So we were like, all right, sorry, bye. And I'm like, I knew they were still watching the stream. And then Steven's like, man, cut those fuckers. Let's go ditch them and then go here instead. I'm like, what are you doing, Steven?
They're gonna see ya. Uh-oh. I do want to say large majority of fans are super, super nice. And even the weird situations, like, most people don't mean bad, so.
Yeah.
And if he ever does watch this, sorry about telling the story,
I hope you found your car keys. Yeah. Definitely exist.
I'm just explaining an odd situation. So.
I think, like, those are, like, I think, like, the minority, right? Vocal minority. Most people are, like, super, super nice.
Still makes an interesting story, luckily.
I know. I do like those stories.
I remember going to, like, a Blizzard event, and my station was kind of set up in the public area where people could kind of, like, walk around behind me. And every now and then, a fan will, like, sit down and, like, talk with me, and it's usually fine. It's like, hey, you know, what are you here for? Chat for a bit, and then they, like, say, oh, it was nice to meet you.
Aww.
I had a fan pull up a chair, sit down, it's like, hey, hi, how's it going? Oh, you're streaming, huh? And then just talk with me for like 2 hours.
Oh my god.
While I'm streaming at a, oh man. And it was like, I was trying to get him to give him hints. It's like, oh, you know, thanks for stopping by. It's like, oh, no problem. So what are you doing here?
Oh no.
And eventually, I saw another streamer walk by. It's like, hey, buddy, do you want to like join me for a second? It's like, hey, sorry, you know, the streamer wants to talk for a bit. It was great meeting you. He's like, oh, I get it. And it's like, walks off, stands by the station and waits.
No.
And then after the streamer has to go for another thing, it's like, and then she just sits back down. It's like, hey, you know, gets right back into it.
Oh, no.
The worst part is, like, he thinks he did the right move by, like, getting up to let you sit with the streamer. He's like, okay, cool, now we're good. And then he comes back.
Oh, man.
I feel really bad because, like, in those situations, like, you know, they don't mean
bad,
but it's also, like, sometimes people have, like, so much to learn when it comes to social cues. And that's why it's...
You can't sacrifice your own comfort for, like, strangers. Or else I feel like they just... Even if they don't want to, take advantage of that.
Yeah. I had to hide chat because it was just filled with like, tell him to leave. Tell him to go away.
Oh, God.
And after that, when I ended my stream, he's like, hey, so I'm going to Canada for like 2 weeks. Can I stay with you? He did not stay
with me. The audacity.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Probably, he probably, no, I gotta like try.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Like, all of this mentality is like,
I'm
I
in the
try.
Area. The streamer's in the area. Maybe I can stay with them. But yeah, hoverers are a difficult, I would say the most difficult fans mm-hmm. to deal with. Because
you don't want to be mean.
You don't want to be mean to someone fans, who you know? Yeah. is just socially stupid.
No. Inexperienced is the politically correct term.
Yes.
Like, if someone's being a dick, it's easy to deal with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. they don't want, like, bad intentions. Yeah. That's the thing.
That's
like,
the hard part.
And you want to, like, tactfully let them down.
And I think it also kind of sucks because you can imagine maybe, like, even knowing that you don't have enough experience and sometimes getting advice, like, just put yourself out there. Just, like, take opportunities that you see and it's like, oh, I see Disguised Toast sitting alone. This seems like an opportunity. Let me take advantage. It's like, I see the idea behind it, but the social cues, making sure the other person's important is also important. I mean,
we will never make fun of you for it to your face. We just tell the story in front of thousands of other
on the podcast.
All right, let's move on. First things first, we got to plug our stuff.
Sup?
Like our brand new offline TV merch. The Poggers. Summer's here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's time. That's why it's yellow. Get. Yellow means summer.
Let me just... Hold on.
Are you going to beat your dog again? I'm kidding. She doesn't beat her
as long as it's off camera.
So this is our brand new shirt. It launched yesterday. It's very like very comfy,
colorful,
very wholesome. Yeah. It's not like streetwear. Mm-hmm. But that might be our next big thing.
Yeah.
Should we go streetwear like every single esports brand?
I think we should see what sells best and then decide.
Oh, yes. Delicious.
You know what? I like this so much. I'm gonna wear it now. You can show nipples now.
Can you?
If you're a guy or both.
If you're a guy.
You can show nipples. That's sexist.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they recently changed that rule. I've definitely seen men nipples.
Is it not like contextually dependent?
I'm changing shirt to plug our merch. Context wise, I think we're in the clear, right?
But if Yvonne pours water on you, it's doomed.
You're changing now?
I mean, I wanna rep some offline TV merch.
I respect
right?
it.
All right, go ahead. Can I browse my phone while you're changing?
Wait, hang on. Maybe I can put this that exactly over my nipples. Yeah, it's all right.
Which one do you guys like more, that one or that one?
I like this one.
So this one's a little.
It's a little
more
hard
subtle.
To see.
Yeah.
But it looks better on other colors, though. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You can find all designs on offline.
And there are different colors as well.
That's true. offlinetv.gg/merch.
Change your mind?
He's already wearing offline TV merch.
It's a lot of work to change.
You can put a shirt over a shirt.
You can change without taking off your shirt. Like, you know the method. You know, the gym locker method where you're too self-conscious to show yourself to other people. So you have to learn how to change.
Subtly.
How do you guys feel about this streetwear phase all everyone's doing? Like, Fed stuff is streetwear, Moe stuff is streetwear, 100 Thieves stuff is streetwear. Basically, anytime I see a streamer come up with, like, merch, it's like, wait, this is just the same thing, but with different names on it.
It's like, I feel like it's one of those things, it's just a good design. Like, it's simple, it appeals to both genders. It's black, mostly. It's, like, very straightforward. So it works. And that's why so many people do it.
Okay, for everyone in chat saying Pokey, listen. I was the first one to work with MetaThreads, okay? And actually, they didn't even contact me. Like, I saw their shit. I loved the style. And I had always wanted to make merch that was more wearable day to day. And, like, streetwear is just something that I think is, like,
yeah, and it's
so good looking. And is, like, the closest fashion style that can mesh with gaming.
It's also a way to support, like, the streamer, period.
Yeah.
While just having a good design.
Yeah, so, I mean, it kind of sucks that I do agree to some extent. It kind of starts looking the same, but it's also, like, when you're working with the same company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you have very specific ideas, it's probably going to end
the
up very similar to others.
The most important thing is it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why people do it, which is why people wear it.
Yeah.
Like, the old school style of merch was just, like, splat, logo. Or like
logo on shirt, yeah.
Clip art. It's just like, that's not cool to wear on anymore.
Dude, that's been one of my biggest points the whole time that I've been a streamer. I'm like, we're not doing that. Mm-mm. We gotta phase away from that. We gotta phase away from that. I still sell
my art onto shirts.
Wait, oh, is this what they do in your thumb?
Phase your thumb away from just putting finger. Your name on a shirt and selling it.
Phase up, bros. Alright, let's talk about drama. Because everyone loves drama. I actually haven't heard about this one. XQC gets killed and teabagged by Nate.
Hi, Sue. It's just...
Hi, Sue.
What is she doing here?
Can you
pet her? Oh, wait. Sue works for Twitch. Let's grill her on all the bands and stuff.
She about to walk right out the door as fast as she walked in.
You
want to
put your job at jeopardy?
Bye.
Oh, perfect. We have a Twitch employee.
True. Like, Sue said it was cool.
Can I show my nipple?
She said, nope. She said she's not going to talk about that kind of stuff, just for the record.
XQC gets killed and teabagged by Nate Hill.
Wait, I didn't hear about this.
XQC then kills him and then trash talks him on stream, which resulted in Twitter fights.
What? Oh,
this was like...
I've never heard of
this. It's like some childish... First World 2019... Kids in Fortnite killing each other and then going on Twitter to shit talk each other situation. Can we roll the clip? Oh, here it is.
I didn't watch this either, so I'm excited. Wait,
can you full screen you?
Well, I mean, like, minimize the...
Can you click it so that it's in the forefront? On the left. So you go to the other monitor? Oh, yeah. Oh. There you go.
Perfect. Yeah, there you go.
I feel I don't. I mean, so I feel like I would do better on this map if I knew the map. And so I don't.
We like World Cup, dude. Enjoy playing with little children online. Fucking idiot. Enjoy going to the Fortnite after party at World Cup with literal 10-year-old drinking fucking Sprite. You fucking cock soy boy.
I feel I don't. I mean, so I feel like I would get better.
Gets teabagged by Nate Hill, who's a Fortnite player.
Yeah, I know Nate.
And then he says, like, enjoy your World Cup after party with 10-year-olds, you cuck soy boy.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds like...
Oh, yeah, here's the Twitter thread. Yeah. All right.
So Nate Hill says, responds to the clip.
Wait,
scroll up.
So Nate Hill tweets it out first. Okay, we're good. Thank you for the well wishes, XQC. Best of luck to you as well to find a game you're good at.
Oh, so he's flaming XQC, damn. Saying that you're not good at any games.
So Demetrius, the funny part is how terrible he is at Fortnite. He's talking about XQC as well. Mm-hmm. All right. 1,000 likes on it.
Wait, scroll down, Yvonne. There's like more.
Hang on.
The funny part is you being signed to an org and there's still not a single person who knows who the fuck you are.
Oh my god.
a huge org. I'm sorry. I saw that tweet. I didn't see all the other context. Not gonna lie. That was a massive L to take. Massive L to take.
Okay, I'll be honest. I don't know who this guy is
either. That's why.
I don't know who he is either.
I do have to say, though, as a streamer, you gotta pick and choose your battles, man. I want to know this guy's thought process to be like, I should really flame like one of the top streamers who plays a majority of games. And I don't know if this guy's like a pro player, but even then, you can only flame when you know it'll be funny.
Are you talking about XQC? He shouldn't flame?
No,
Sir Demetrius guy. Yeah. What he should have done was challenge XQC.
Ooh.
It's like to put up... Like,
as a response, I wouldn't have done that.
Not like kind of backing down. Because when you back down, like all their fans is like, yeah, XQC, put him in his place, little bitch boy.
Like if you're going to go ham, you got to go ham till the end. But also, I recommend just picking and choosing the times when you go ham. And maybe don't do it against XQC.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever say anything or flame anyone when you like get matched up against a content creator?
No. Only like a solo queue player. I would never do it to like a content creator.
Really?
Because I don't want to make them look bad in front of like their...
Like, let's say, if I was good at League...
Sorry. No, go on.
If I was good at League, I'm not. But like, if I get matched up into opposing junglers... who are like streamers, mm-hmm. and I beat them, I say stuff like, yeah, better jungle wins kind of deal, right?
Well, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad. It's like a little banter.
A little bit of banters.
But like, good. What's the equivalent of teabagging in League? Emote flashing?
Emote flashing, maybe,
I guess. Or yeah. Dancing after they die.
Because I feel like teabagging is like normal in FPS. No? Like, it's not like, oh my god, I can't believe he did that. It's just, I mean, like,
it's BM, especially because you're doing it to another streamer. You're making them look real bad.
Mm. Oh, backing.
Oh, backing on top of their body?
Mm. Spam question mark.
Question mark. Albert!
Well, I think it's like, if you know you have the kill, like Lee Sin first Q lands, and then you back, and then you hit the second Q. It's pretty BM.
Like, so stuff like this doesn't really happen in League, right? Because even though content creators get matched up all the time. Yeah. What do you guys think? Yes. You know.
I thought that whole situation was fucking hilarious.
I think it's exciting.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Definitely, like, I'm okay because I'm
as
not in
it. As a viewer, you like seeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny banter, right? I don't think they take it too personally.
No, I think Nate and XQC are like, it's like slight beef, like they're not friends, but it's not banter in the sense of like friends banter. It's literally like one dude roasting the other and the other roasting the other.
Why would they have beef with them, one another?
I don't think it's like serious beef. It's, but it's also like, again, not like friendly banter. Yeah.
We need more of that.
I agree. Yeah, XQC took it personally. That's how I see it too.
Yeah.
Like, forget, cuck soy boy. By the way, Lily, a soy boy, it comes off of the myth that like drinking soy milk raises your estrogen. So it's like the opposite of an alpha guy or an alpha man.
I like it.
Makes sense?
I see.
But that's not true. Soy milk doesn't do that.
I love soy milk. Tastes really good. That's my contribution to this conversation.
I love teaching memes. That's the only thing I can teach.
Hi.
All right. Oh, let's talk about the artifact stuff.
Oh, yeah.
How it became like the place to stream everything but artifact.
Oh, porn.
That was funny as
porn,
fuck. I wish
and
I watched Gachi. More.
And then, like, initially it was just like memes, like Gachi and like sometimes porn. But then people started uploading like beheadings
and the shooting. And the shootings. Full live like video.
Yikes.
And eventually Twitch kind of had to step in and made it so you need two factor to be able to stream to kind of like stop good. The ooh, yeah, it was pretty crazy. And what they were doing was they were showing porn and a hosting channel with thousands of viewers.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
Did you check it out?
No.
How did you know it was porn?
Because I saw a clip. That the Alin- it was after Alinity got banned for it.
Yeah. Mm. It was but leave it up to the internet to take a meme and then just start going to beheadings and shootings.
That's a little
That's too far.
Did you guys check out the artifact section when it was going on?
No, I just saw clips too.
Did you?
You did.
A little. I was looking at Gachi wrestling. It was naked men.
How was that? Is that a thing?
It was buff naked men wrestling.
I mean, like, do guys actually wrestle naked?
No.
Is it
like,
part of a porn?
It was sometimes set up to porn.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
And I was just curious, like, because we always see, like, gacha base in chat. So they were playing it, so I might as well check it out. So just two buff dudes wrestling, like, completely naked, and things are flopping around.
Oh, wow.
But there was no actual...
Are they straight? Or are they gay?
I didn't see anything like that would indicate they were gay.
I'm just curious. Curious for science. I'm just.
Do you guys know where Twitch spoke out about this?
On the Twitter.
I think it's interesting that they actually spoke out about something like that because typically, they act more than they justify. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I honestly thought it would be the kind of thing that like they try to deal with behind the scenes, but don't like publicly talk about. Mm.
I think it was just giving Twitch such a bad reputation because like publications were picking it up saying that, you know, artifact
okay, that's probably why.
And they had to be like, hey, you know, we're putting our foot down.
We don't condone this kind of behavior.
Yeah.
I guess that's typically the line then. Once it gets to like mainstream media, then they feel the need to.
Yes, public pressure, advertising. You know, they care about this stuff. They don't want their good money being used to, in conjunction with gay sex. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay or having sex, but you know.
But on the wrong platform, it could be considered inappropriate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. TF Blade drama. You know, TF Blade fresh off his 30-day ban from Twitch, now involved in more drama.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah,
so,
I can't believe it worked like
there's
that.
No other word that I can use except funny.
All right, to give some context, TF Blade, a popular League streamer known for hitting rank 1 on EU, so people are like, they know who he is, he's super skilled, you know, pretty funny as well. Recently, his drama is his editor, his YouTube channel editor, who apparently was receiving 100%
of the channel revenue. Yeah,
of the channel's revenue, which is never heard of, by the way. I don't know a single YouTuber or streamer who gives 100% of his earnings to his editor. Kind of like publicly flamed TF Blade once TF Blade fired him, and TF Blade said, like, oh, you know, he wasn't working out. Give him some chances, and then this editor essentially trying to expose TF Blade like a terrible person. And I'm not sure if we can show. Are we able to show?
Yeah.
All right. Let's show. I have everything. Let's show this editor who calls himself King Editing.
I think we know enough about him just by the fact that he would name himself King Editing.
Yeah. He's saying like he's not able to pay rent anymore. You know, TF Blade is putting him, making him homeless, essentially.
So TF Blade this evening, out of nowhere, with no warning, removed me completely from management of his channel. In the couple months after my last paycheck, won't be able to properly pay my rent and a majority of my future plans. I now can't do.
I heard different.
Could you click on the others?
I heard TF Blade gave him like many warnings.
Yeah, we'll read.
I heard it wasn't like
a channel that I myself built from 0 to 200,000 in 1 year. I did every single thumbnail, every single video, every single tag and title, with the exception of times I outsourced videos for a couple months to help with production, but I continue to do the thumbnails.
Oh, this is long.
And all the management involved has for the past couple of months now been telling me how the channel isn't growing, the way I'm handling it is incorrect, and the things of that nature. I want things to be creative, saying no copying other channels, but he also criticizes. What does that say? Can anybody read that?
Nope.
Now basically it's TF Blade giving him feedback.
Yeah. So how is he saying no warning, but then also linking him saying he's not happy with it?
He definitely admits to like messing up. And like TF Blade tells him like, yo, you're messing up.
The growth, as if the two don't go hand in hand. I'm not allowed to use clickbait titles or things that draw views, but also is mad the channel isn't growing faster and getting more views. I do this for a living, and he checks the channel and randomly
thinks
he should have.
Basically, he's
many
saying
YouTube
like,
subs.
He knows the YouTube world.
Yeah. I grew the channel from 0 to 200K. It's my content.
He made the channel from 0 to 200K is what he claims.
Unpopular opinion, but I see where his frustrations are coming from. They just had a bad deal, if that makes sense. Because it is fair to say, like, this guy put in all the work, but he was getting paid all the money. So I think in that sense, it was fair. And also, the content is TF Blade. So ultimately, he needs to understand the content is also, I mean, the channel is also ultimately TF's. There's a Mo clip, apparently. Do we have it?
Oh, yeah. Mo kind of, like, really flamed the shit out of him.
Ooh.
But let's
look so at I only this have, one first. I only have TF Blade's side, but...
Okay, you know what this story is about, right? It's about the editor. How he's not... King is no longer an editor for our channel. That's what this story is about anyways. And yes, I did kick him because his attitude and motivation, just not the right fit for me, to be honest. Let's start all the way from the beginning, okay? So I was an MLGB, yes? And then... Instead of going professional play, you become a streamer. So what happens is King is already editing for Metaphor, And then Metaphor is like, who's your editor? He's like, oh, it's King. Wow. Like, with a disappointment. Because King left Metaphor and came to me for editing. And we went from there, yes. So, the first 2-3 months, I wasn't a big streamer either. I had only had a few views. Like, 1,000 max, 2,000 maybe. And the first 2-3 months...
Not big, by the way.
Wait, turn off music. Oh yeah, you're right. Okay. Fine, listen, okay. So, the first 2-3 months, while not having such a big channel, I was paying this guy out of my own pocket, like 50, 60, and then he just kept going up to like 80, let's say, yes. We went to 80 without really having ad revenue on YouTube because, you know, 2-3 months, it takes kind of a while to get ad revenue. So that happened. Once we get ad revenue, every channel, maximum they give is 50% almost. I was giving King 100% of the revenue until now where he's kicked. For the full year, he had 100% of revenue. I didn't touch anything. Anything I get, it was going to him. This was only to motivate him to give daily videos or upload the channel. Now, you guys are witnesses, right? For the past year, what was the maximum daily videos he did? Well, he claims it to be 2 weeks. Correct. 2 weeks max for a freaking year of just telling him. Now, with that little context that you said, let's go through what happens. So after waiting a year, yes, what I tell him is...
So I think he started off paying him and then just gave him
switched
full
over.
Rev.
Yeah.
For a year, right?
Let's check out the Mo clip. You might have to click the...
Twitch link?
Streamable?
Yeah.
And then he said, TFBlade's been spoken to me about it a lot in the past, and I kept trying to improve every time he spoke to me, but I kept slipping. That's the fucking reason he removed you, you degenerate! You kept slipping! I admit this completely, that's why he fucking removed you! Are you brain damaged? Like, what? What kind of... And then he said...
Brain damaged.
For context, Mo is... The reason why Mo is passionate is because he's good friends with TFBlade
as
well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we all, except Sean, have editors, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're comfortable, what's that kind of deal you have? So I pay my editor flat. Like for every video, it's like X amount. I thought about doing revenue sharing, but then it's like when you look at the income and like do the monthly stuff, and it's like it's just too much. I'd rather just do like flat fee. And the more video you put out, the more you get paid, right? What do you guys kind of have?
My situation's complex because I have like a channel manager and editors.
Mm-hmm.
So the editors, I typically do a flat fee, and the channel manager, I do a mixture of flat fee and rev.
Makes sense. Because like the reason you do revenue share is to motivate them.
Someone,
it's like, hey, the better the channel do, the more money you get. How about you, Lily?
50%.
50%, which is really good. And also, does your editor do a good job, you feel?
Yeah. I love you, Gary. I love you, Bodity.
Yeah. 100%. That's a lot
crazy.
Of motivation.
Yeah.
But also, it's also a little scary.
Clearly, it gave him some entitlement.
Yeah, because if you have 100%, I guess, I don't know how long they had that deal for, or like the contract.
A year?
100% is so much.
Yeah.
Like...
It's really unheard of in this industry.
Like really, that's why I thought of like he got 100% of.
Like you're given this material to work with, TFBlade, who's like really up and coming, especially after his rank one climb to, like people would love to watch his content, and apparently the channel just never did that well, and like he wasn't getting his daily uploads.
I thought it started going well, but he just wasn't uploading enough.
He complained a lot that it was a lot of work because like a lot of copyright music was played, and like he would do a lot of no cam, no mic streams, which you probably can't use. It would be entertaining, maybe.
I guess
he gets good views, like 200k-ish.
I guess for me, it's like if I fire an editor, I don't expect them to go out on social media and try and like
threaten to put it all up on their channel and strike.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, can I talk about the best part? The girl that was like, okay, he cheated on me, by the way. Wait, what? Yeah, they're like having all this beef. And this girl's like, yeah, and he cheated on me.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And apparently when she initially came out about him cheating on her, he like told her to delete it and threatened to like leak her information if she didn't.
This guy's fucked up.
Yeah.
Wait, why wouldn't you
the other girl's also an editor and she's really good.
Oh. So yeah, like what this King guy ended up doing was like saying to TF Play, oh, by the way, I can just take your content, edit it.
And oh, that part. I was like, just stop.
So basically, he was like threatening. He's like, hey, I'm just going to take your content and make it my own because I edit it and it's transformative content. Like, as a fuck you to TF Blade.
You know, the best part is like the edits that he does are so minimal. You can't even argue that they're transformative. Like, you literally couldn't. But, yeah.
Yeah. And the girl's like, oh, by the way, he cheated on me. It's like, oh, man. Like, when you get fired, just say, you know what? Thanks for the opportunity. Tell the next streamer, it's like, hey, I edited for TF Blade.
Ultimately,
you know,
it's TF Blade's channel. Yeah, if he doesn't want you, it's like,
I guess that's just not how he sees it. He'd rather just like burn all the bridges.
Because he
ever
sees it that he made the channel.
Yeah.
But he was,
but
hired.
He got paid for it,
yeah,
too.
He got paid to do it. Like, he got paid to do a job.
Commission work almost, mm-hmm, you know? And if you're not happy with it anymore, it's thank you next. You know, most people are just like, okay, thank you for the opportunity. They'll probably put like, oh, I edited for TF Blade on their resume and like look for new channels. But this got blown out of proportion.
But now like new like streamers are going to look at this and they're gonna be like, oh, I don't know if I want you to be my editor.
Yes,
I wouldn't want
like whenever a streamer looks for an editor, like they'll ask other streamers like, hey, mm-hmm, have you worked with this person before?
Yeah.
And there have been cases where it's like, do not fucking work with this editor because he is like batshit insane. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll say like, yeah, he's an okay editor, because I've had three editors and the first two were okay, but you know, weren't working on it. I just told him, like, hey, you know, thanks for editing for me. And I always set expectations, like, this is the last month, I'm gonna look for other stuff. Like, all right, sounds good, thanks for the opportunity. Not a single one of them went on social media, like, this guy's Toast is a piece of shit. I made his channel what it is. It's like, yeah.
I think generally, if you leave a job, you want to end on a good note, right?
Yeah.
For reference.
Even if you don't want to, you should, because it's better for you.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, editor drama. People don't really see it because editors are super behind.
I swear to God, all the editors have like their own secret Discord.
They do.
They do, and they have their own community, and like there's like editor talk, and I hear bits and pieces from my editors, and like, dude, they're a whole other like ecosystem. Mm-hmm. You guys are so mysterious and mystical.
Fed can get in there.
Fed.
He can unlock the knowledge.
I used to edit
you.
My videos. Get me in. I know how to use Vegas.
Oh, I'm in the editor Discord. They're like all together. They're
really?
They're like,
why are you in it?
I was looking for work. You can go in there and ask for work. Sometimes
That's cool.
That's cool.
I went in there and said $500 for the person who edits me my Dark Souls death compilation. Never used it.
Oh my God.
Wait, I'm not a bad editor, Fed. I asked if I can edit like one offline TV video, and they
and
just,
we said no.
Yeah, we
just
said no.
They laughed at me. Guys, I'm not like terrible. I would make it charming. Derpy, yes, but charming.
You should have an edit off with Fed.
I actually think if each of us like edited it, I think it'd be cute.
I don't think your channel could handle that kind of hit. No.
In other news, 100 Thieves, our friends over down the street, making some money moves. Courage, for a night streamer, mm-hmm, joins the house. And now they're calling the house the Cash App Content House.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the official name?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Cash App Content House.
It's sponsored by them. And the LCS team is like the Mortgage something house?
Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket Mortgage House.
Yeah. So it's not the 100 Thieves house, it's the mm-hmm Cash App house.
That's so weird.
That's actually probably one of the best and easiest like kind of sponsors to get, like a
name
house
your
sponsor.
House something else?
Yeah, I mean ultimately the name of your house doesn't come up too often.
I would name our house the McDonald's house, like for example, if we got sponsored 100%.
For example, hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Speaking. The Postmates house.
The Postmates house.
I would 100% do it.
Wells Fargo house.
That might confuse people. People might come over. I'm like, hey, you guys at the Postmates house? And like, yeah, sorry, we don't do orders.
But I would do something. Like, it does sound a little weird to call your house. Yeah, the cat with the Cash App content house.
But if they were like nicely sponsored and their house is being paid for and all that good stuff.
And like their podcast setup, it was by the company.
Pros outweigh the cons. Yeah. I think we would do it.
Ultimately, when people talk about it, they're going to say it's the 100 Thieves
Amazon
house.
Prime house. Eh?
Yeah.
Actually, it would be cool. Amazon house. We can make it jungle themed.
Like Amazonian people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Death by Snoo Snoo.
Who would sponsor us offline TV?
No.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, that's a better question. I like that positivity.
Who would you want to sponsor?
Definitely Postmates. I freaking love
Postmates.
Postmates? We have to think of something that like we all use.
eBay
Postmates.
House.
Postmates.
What about Uber Eats?
Postmates.
You guys prefer Postmates?
Uber Eats has McDonald's.
I prefer
though.
DoorDash now, honestly.
I think Postmates has McDonald's. Yeah, they do. I ordered the other day.
Wait, Uber Eats has like an exclusive contract, no?
Oh. Not anymore.
Nice.
Netflix house.
Netflix house.
We don't need Netflix sponsorship. If we get Postmates sponsorship, we get free food.
It'd be cool if Netflix made our own show, though.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
With the stipulation that we get our own show on Netflix.
Shouldn't they pay us for that anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
No,
like, you guys think you'd want your own show? You really don't.
East meets East.
Yeah.
Hey, you're 2%.
Close enough. Round all the way up.
The Chipotle house. Any food related thing I think would go great for us.
Oh yeah, what's the most expensive like?
If Netflix actually came to you guys and they're like, we want to do a show about you, would you do it?
Hell yeah.
Well, it depends like how they approach.
But it also means like you literally can't do anything for like months.
I'm okay with that.
I wouldn't have been doing anything for months anyway. Let's be honest here. Keep your dreams and goals realistic, guys. The Waffle House.
I would love to be on Netflix.
I think it'd be cool.
I want
your legacy lives on forever.
We can make our own anime.
No.
Crunchyroll sponsorship?
I think we'd probably do an office style.
Office style would be funny.
Where we're playing ourselves, but like it's played
up.
A
little bit scripted.
Yeah, I think it would be easier because none of us can act.
I took acting classes, okay? Okay. And improv. Okay.
So they're doing a podcast sponsored by Cash App. I feel like we should be getting
paid.
How many times have we said the word Cash App?
I use Venmo.
I don't use either.
Okay.
Let's talk about the juicy shit, all right?
The juicy shit.
Cool. Courage joined 100 Thieves. Love them. Love the 100 Thieves people. Hell yeah. But now there's a new rivalry in town. FaZe versus 100T.
So wait, recently,
that's a rivalry, really?
Nick Merckx.
New rivalry.
Nick Merckx, super big Fortnite streamer, originally part of 100 Thieves, puts out a statement. Effective immediately, I'm no longer part of 100 Thieves. Not like, yo, I'm going to miss my bros, had a great journey, thanks for looking out, brothers, love y'all. I was like, effective immediately, I'm out. And then, like 5 days later, joins FaZe.
Did you like hear about all the stuff he said in between those 5 days?
No. What do you say?
All right, so yeah. I like to keep up with the news. Okay, he said on his stream, and he also made a video talking about this stuff, or like kind of highlighted a stream. So basically, him and Nadeshot, when they initially started working together on 100 Thieves, Nadeshot promised Nick 5% equity. And apparently he ended up getting equity, but far less, or like the promise wasn't met. And that was very disappointing to Nick, especially because he never took a paycheck from them. He wasn't paid like creators typically are on 100 Thieves or on other orgs. So yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Knowledge.
Yeah. I have no idea like how much equity exactly he ended up getting, but I think I would say sub 1% if I had to guess. But the interesting thing about that is like this all happened because of like this 5% that he didn't end up getting, right? But if you think about it, like if you're someone that's starting an org And you're like, hey, like, I'm going to go in with my friend on this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'll get you 5%, especially once, like, the investors come in. The investors come in and they're like, we're going to give you millions of dollars, but we demand 49% of the company. You can keep 51% majority. And they're, and you're like, do you want to take like 44? Like, no, we're going to take 49% and you can keep majority. Because I'm pretty like, I think that that's how those talks would go. And you're like, are you going to say no to these massive investors that include like very famous people or otherwise? So you say yes to that. And then you have no more room to give the 5%, because if you give 5% from like Nade's side, you lose majority ownership, which is like fucking massive. And you can't really get 5% anywhere else. So like, what do you do in that situation?
I'm guessing
Drake. Like, are you gonna say no to Drake?
Oh yeah, Drake was one of the people who invested in 100 Thieves, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
Because like they had a picture together.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's true.
Imagine they try to explain to Drake, all right, so there's this guy Nick Merckx. I love you, but yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation. And I'm sure Nate Shaw tried to like offer other things that's not equity to like smooth things over.
Yeah, but I would think so too. And that's the thing, like, I want to say Nate Shaw, super nice guy, like does not seem like the scamaz type. And I don't think he would do that intentionally whatsoever. And obviously, like, by the fact that he didn't really speak about the topic, and if he did say anything, like, it was very amicable and calm, he very much wanted to be on good terms with Nick, and it seems like they just couldn't come to a compromise whatsoever.
I mean, 5% is 5%, man. Mm-hmm. You promised the man 5%. Sometimes
you... What would you guys have done in that situation?
Give him 10 mil. I think there was an article saying like 100 T is worth like
100 mil, 100 mil. So 5% would be 5 million.
I'm just
like, listen, I'm going to give you 10 mil.
I don't think you can.
Wait, you can't give someone 10 mil?
No. From his own bank.
Do you think they have 10 mil? Yeah. To just spare?
Something they have to pass the board of directors. Like all these old suits. It's like, yeah, we're going to take 5 million off our cash flow and give it to this guy.
Was there never like a contract signed with?
Ooh.
Or was it like a, hey, we're friends, like, trust me?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's so something confused. Really common in the esports scene. A lot of it is like verbal. We fucking have verbal agreements. Like, we, one of us should just peace out and like, yeah, no, they promise us 10%.
I feel like people say like, pepega verbal, like verbal means nothing, but people get sued over verbal shit all the time.
I think it's legal up to a certain amount, and it's like $500.
No way.
I mean, you could even sue if there is a contract.
There is.
And you're like Tfue sued, even though he signed it.
Yeah, there's like, you can sue if there is a contract.
Yeah, verbal can be binding.
Yeah.
But like, how are verbals like handled? Can the other guy just say, no, I didn't hear shit?
You'd have to try to prove that happened somehow.
How do you?
So it's like, if you, yeah, like messages or texts or whatever.
Legal
else.
Up to 10K value.
Because if you get caught lying, it's doomed. You know,
it's really hard to prove.
I think just word of mouth is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, most people have like a paper trail if you really look, right? Like,
I mean, do we have a paper trail?
To some extent. Yeah, we do, actually.
We do?
Yeah.
That says
like
10%?
Presentations and stuff.
We have like slideshows.
Documents. Shows. Yeah, shit like that.
We
even
do
that.
Have, like, yeah,
PowerPoint. A PowerPoint. Yeah. Take it to the lawyer. Does this
like,
count?
You could.
You could argue that, yes.
But yeah. Oh, man. 5 million? I'm just trying to imagine.
What would you do if you had 5 million?
I feel like you'd have to give more than 5 million because.
What would you do if you had to choose between Drake and millions of dollars and having your company take that extra step, your baby, your dream, and then your very good friend that you promised 5%?
I'll just ask Drake, can you make a music video with Nick?
I guess it's easier to patch things over with your friend than it is to explain to Drake why you can't sell it to him. Because, like. But at the same time, like, you won't ultimately be able to fulfill your promise of 5%, right?
Yeah.
What would you pick, Lily?
You own a company, and you promised me 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you come to find out once investors roll in, they demand 49.
And they're putting in $500 million into the company.
And Drake.
I can't do both.
How? No. The company wants 49%.
Because then you wouldn't have majority share.
I don't want to deal with this. I just sell all my shares.
No, you have to be part of the company.
I have to?
You have to.
Yeah. You own the company.
Okay, can I just sell it?
Then the investors Lily! Won't buy it.
Oh.
You are a terrible businesswoman.
This is why I don't own a company, okay?
What about you, Sean?
I would definitely sign with Drake. I would just find a way to make it up to like my best friend. Well, my best friends would probably forgive me. Like, listen.
And well, no, what your best friend's like, I want 5%. You promised me, dog.
Dog?
I'm like, dude, I'm gonna make that's so how much, Nick I'm talks, make, dog. I'm gonna make so much money, I'll give you like a lot.
I want 5%.
By the way, I'm not in any way confirming that was the situation. That's just like what I've tried to put together and infer from how business typically works. But yeah, go on.
I want 5%.
Give you 5%.
Okay, now you don't own majority. And that's investors fine. Are like, well,
we can do whatever we want. Now we can
take over.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah. Okay, give you 1%.
You what? You promised me 5%.
But you'll have to understand, right?
You understand.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened, literally.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
It came out that I believe, like, from what journalists or whatever the heck have said, he got equity, but it was far less than what he could initially have, which I assume is around 1%.
The betrayal is what hurts, not the money.
Oh.
The trust is gone.
What if you sell the company? And then give you the money.
And then you give up on your hopes and dreams.
Yeah. And then start another company.
That's not
then I preserve the friendship.
So anyway, things look like it didn't work out. So Nick Merckx.
That's very interesting.
Ended up joining FaZe.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Which is.
Flashback to the Banks tweet. You're a fucking piece of shit. I'm going to make sure that you regret this.
Oh, I know that tweet.
Because like normally if he just joined FaZe, it would be like, oh, he just joined another company.
Yeah.
But this was a week after the leader of Banks called Nate Shot, the leader of 100 Thieves. What was it? A piece of shit? You're going to regret this? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to live to make sure of that.
That's a very threatening statement. A very strong statement. Why would you ever tweet that publicly? I don't know.
That could just be used for
even
so many
if you
things.
Mean it, like, why would you...
You know, he's
running
really
on emotions,
passionate.
I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you think they went to Nick Merckx and said, hey, you want to make Nate Shot really upset? You know, join our company. Mm-hmm. It happened really fast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also a good pickup. Like, it's not like you're picking up a random person to get back at someone. It's like, I think Nick Merckx
it was
is good.
In both of their interests.
A common enemy joins two people together.
Yeah, it looks like there's a rivalry brewing in the Fortnite scene.
I want a rivalry too with offline TV.
But we have no one to rival with.
I'll make my own house.
You want to make your own house?
Yeah, call it the comfy house. Comfy. Yeah.
And then end up selling it and making a new company. Yeah.
And I'll promise you 5%.
You'll give Toast 5%? Guy 5%?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure it's successful.
I'll give all of you 5%.
If Drake approaches you,
and then he wants to buy 49%,
I don't want Drake.
Why not?
I want Constance Wu.
I'm leaving the podcast.
Wait, what?
Constance Wu.
Yeah. Yeah, just some drama. Like esports organization always runs into this. We sometimes talk about it, but we have been making steps to make sure everything is in writing so that when we betray each other inevitably one day
what
we can sue each other.
We would never betray each other. The ties of our friendship are too strong for that to happen, and we will weather this storm.
I'm sure
no matter
you thought
what
that
comes
before.
Yeah, this is the
that's
kind
probably of... the speech that was given to get Nick Merckx in.
I'm not on the same page. I don't think I'm...
Yeah, Nick Merckx probably thought that as well. It's like, you know what? We're all buddies
this
here.
This is my homie.
Yeah. Lily, I would betray you so fast if Drake came and put like $10 million on the table.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Okay, well, that's fine. If you betray me, though, you should give me a cut of that money for the price of betraying me.
And you'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
So instead of 5% I promise you, I give you nothing, but I give you...
How many millions of dollars are we talking?
1 million.
Okay. You can't give those millions, though. It's not your money. It's the company money.
I will give
unless
you...
Unless you give a million of your own.
A million out of my own pocket. Mm, would you be okay with that?
$1 million?
$1 million. The company is... So the 5% is worth 5 million, but I'm going to give you 1 million.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Sure. It's better than nothing. I could have gotten nothing.
Would you prefer Toast gave you like his time?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Just hang out with me.
And like he has to hang out with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's worth $1 million.
I want 1 million hours of hangout time. Wait, is that even 1 million seconds? How do you math?
Just do 1 million hours.
Okay, give me a lot. I feel like I've contributed nothing in this conversation.
It's okay. You're doing great.
I try to listen and I'm like, I'm following.
You have the comfy perspective.
You're playing the role of the innocent minded.
No, it's more like I don't know what we're doing.
Someone's going to steal all her money someday.
Okay,
imagine
so?
If Albert is just, you know, with you so that one day he can empty your bank account.
Oof.
He wouldn't do that. I actually offered to give him all my money.
What?
He said no.
Oh, he's going for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's waiting till it's more money. Yeah. And then
she
he'll
buys
take
a house and puts him in her will.
Ooh.
And he's going to push you off the stairs.
I can't imagine that. That would be such a plot twist if all this time Albert's like, kindness was just like a facade.
It happens to people though.
Like, he has too many talents to like just throw it away.
Like,
you know?
I don't think Albert's like that.
No, really talented.
That would be a plot twist.
Maybe too talented, you know what I mean?
Maybe he's not human.
He's too nice.
All right, let's wrap things up here.
Oh, is it over already?
There's one last segment. Sean, are you getting sponsored to talk about this movie?
No, so we can skip it if you want.
Dark Phoenix.
Oh, that's the one where Sophie is in, right?
All right.
Want to hear some Game of Thrones drama?
Mm-hmm. All right. Game of Thrones. That's more interesting than Dark Phoenix.
I've been browsing the Game of Thrones subreddit and our Free Folks quite a bit. And our Free Folks was very, 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 very upset at Sophie Turner because she slammed the petition to remake the season finale or something as disrespectful to the showrunners and et cetera, right? And then they, in turn, like, turned against Sophie Turner. Turned against her, get it? Turned against the Sophie.
They turned against her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are really interesting. And then Free Folks recently achieved, like, this goal, like, Amelia Clark's charity event. And she actually mentioned them. And then they got, like, over a million subscribers now. And then someone tried to post that charity on Game of Thrones, but the mods removed every single bit of it. So there was, like, it was, like, really interesting to read. I'm like, I never knew there was so much, like, you know. Okay, sorry. I've been getting into Game of Thrones recently. I bought the books. They're really good, guys. It's, like, really good.
Nice.
That was my contribution.
So, yeah. I mean, everyone's upset with Game of Thrones stuff. And, like, some of the actors are like, you know what? Sorry for disappointing the fans. You know, you're right. We could have done better.
Aww.
And Sophie Turner was more like, you know, you guys are entitled and ungrateful kind of deal.
It's, most of the people are upset at D&D, the writers. They call them Dumb and Dumber in the subreddit. It's really bad.
Wow. Damn.
They slam the writers. But most of them don't, like, blame the actors.
Yeah.
The people who did the makeup, the effects, like, and they like to say, like, yeah, the actors did as much as they could with such a bad script.
Oh, did you see that clip of the bald guy, Varys, during the script reading? So, like,
he's on that one too.
It's like a candid thing. Like, he doesn't know he's being filmed.
Yeah, they were just doing the script read, and he, like, finds out he's dead. Like, you know, he just goes, like, he throws it on the table.
I saw that. It's
really?
So-
yeah, and then Cersei's actor is, like, patting him on the back. Like, he was legitimately pissed.
Jon Snow's actor actually was, like, Kit, what was his name?
Kit Harington.
Harington got depressed afterwards, too, I think. I mean, I heard
that's
like
actually
pieces
so
of it.
Interesting.
Just, like,
being able
he
to
was
see
crying
the actor
at the table read when he like he was tearing up.
Honestly, like, it's been like a show that's been spanning over a majority of a long time, so it's probably all their hard work and passion. It must suck if you work that hard for something and like everyone doesn't like it.
Yeah. Have you guys been watching Chernobyl?
I watched
an episode.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
Pretty interesting. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm we like same writers. I'll be to come back. I'm excited. Everyone's talking about it.
It's good. It's definitely like a new good HBO show. There's only five Yay. Episodes though, and they've gone through four already.
Wait, what do you mean?
It caps at five.
Why?
I think they're just doing a short series.
Oh, I see.
But Skara yeah. said that show's keeping HBO subscriptions like alive, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a mini series. So you guys haven't seen it?
I've never even heard of it.
Chernobyl. Oh, it's Very about cool. so Chernobyl is a when nuclear. A nuclear explosion mm-hmm. happened in Ukraine, Russia,
yeah.
and then like radiation.
So it's like zombies?
No, like it's based in reality.
Like, yeah.
oh,
I was this hoping that would happen. I thought it was like zombies too. When Chernobyl was like, oh yeah, radiated zombies. That's so cool. But no, it's like a documentary almost.
Because that kind of stuff like actually happened. Fucks with people's health.
Is the time
and can kill people?
Is the time period? What's the time period for it?
Like 80s? Oh, okay. Yeah, 85. I think it was.
I don't remember.
But yeah, can you imagine? You know, just down the street, like in the opposite of the end of the city, an explosion happens, and like everyone in the area
is affected. Like
it gets like radiation sickness. You either die right away, or you gain like super cancer.
Ugh.
And you die like within a week, or if you're living further, you get regular cancer and you die within like a year. And like if you're further, you die within 20 years.
That's so scary. Like if that happened, we're just fucked, you know?
Yeah.
I think we I don't want to say take for granted, but like you know what I mean? Like LA is a very popular city and etc. I'm very happy that nothing has happened so far.
My dad gets worried because we're on the West Coast, right? And we're in LA, which is really populated.
My parents get worried about Trump all the time.
Yeah. My dad worried about North Korea.
Yeah.
My parents worry about earthquakes and tsunamis and stuff. And I'm like, you guys get flooding in New Jersey. Yeah. Which one would you rather have, earthquakes or flooding?
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes or hurricanes?
Earthquakes.
It's just wind.
No, you could get thrown into like the Wizard of Oz.
Blackouts. Yeah. Once there was a fire in our backyard because a tree fell on the wire because the winds were that strong and then we had to evacuate.
Oh my God.
It was like really bad.
We haven't had like an earthquake where like the ground splits and you just like fall into the core of Earth.
Everyone keeps saying like, yeah, Southern California is like overdue for like a big earthquake. I've been hearing that for years.
I'm going back to Canada. Free healthcare.
I went to the doctors. They told me it's $300 to look at me.
Yeah.
Oh, and forest fires too.
And that's just looking. You just wait till they start doing tests. Anything at all.
And then the prescription is like, I just left. Like, I just saved myself $300, and I haven't been coughing since.
So, who's the real?
If there is universal healthcare within, like, actually, like 3 to 5 years, I don't think I would want to live here anymore. Even that is a long time to wait for it, I think.
Why is our healthcare so bad?
How do you guys do it, you Americans?
Oh, I just pray I don't get sick.
What if you do get sick? What if you have an accident?
It's something that like you really have to make sure your employer is getting for you.
That's so
And typically that's how kids are covered as well.
Oh,
but then once you're past a certain age, you're not covered anymore.
GoFundMe. That's our nation's healthcare.
Oh, no.
What about like the average Joe? Like
GoFundMe. You like literally don't go to the hospital.
GoFundMe. Hope it gets traction.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
Very sad.
Yeah, it actually is like really scary. Yvonne got like sick before and we had to go to like 3 different doctors, but it was all in the same day. And then it was just like, yeah, you can go home. It's free. And it's like, wow. Because like I have to pay, or I don't like my parents pay for my health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have like Kaiser our whole lives.
Like imagine you like break your leg and you don't have health insurance and they have to take x-rays.
And then you have to stay there overnight, like if someone like can't come pick you up. I don't even know.
Like, how do you even feel better about yourself in the hospital when all you can think about is like, oh my God, like,
crippling
can't afford
debt.
This.
It's really bad if you might die and like you don't want to get in the ambulance because it's that expensive.
Yeah, it's apparently like a couple thousand.
Yeah.
You're crippled in real life and you're crippled in death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Free healthcare. Best thing ever.
All right, just pray you don't get sick.
Free healthcare seems pretty good.
All right, let's wrap things up here. Anything coming up for you guys? I'll go first while you guys think. I have my Hearthstone tournament on Tuesday, where I'll be teaming up with Janet playing against Crip and Bunny Fufu. Ooh. And we play against like international opponents. So that's going to be interesting. We're scored against the other NA team, so I'm pretty confident.
I believe in you.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Probably going back to Canada soon. You want to go back together?
Wait, honestly, kind of, yeah.
For how long?
Visit my family.
Are you guys from the same part?
Last time you went,
like 2 hours away.
We would fly to the same airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Months.
Probably leave for at least 2 months. You know what, Pokey? We should just make offline TV go to Canada.
Yeah, I'd be down.
And like,
my parents would be really down.
He said
how long do you want to stay? Like, let's say
2 months.
2 months?
A month.
Let's do two.
A month or two.
Your parents will like it if you stay for 2 months.
They'd be so happy.
You want to make your parents happy,
cry.
Right? And I want to make your parents happy for 2 months. And everyone in offline TV.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll get an Airbnb for 2 months.
We still get to do our jobs. It's
stream
not,
together,
not
do Canadian shit.
I think a month is safe. Two, maybe. We'll see. All depends right. When.
Minimum 1 month, maximum 2 months.
Yeah.
And you guys have to come.
So you'll be staying max 2 months?
Max two months.
I'll stay here.
No. You have to
go. No, but it's like summer. It's not that bad over
there.
What
the fuck?
I don't want to go to Canada.
If you don't go.
It's the offline TV
we will
trip
literally
you've been
kick you out of
for.
Offline TV.
What the
this is the business
we're gonna
side.
We're not going to give you your 5%.
Yeah, what that 5% you had.
To Drake.
Good thing we had a, you know,
okay,
a comfy,
keep,
friendly.
You can keep the 5%, but I don't want to be kicked from offline TV.
No, we're kicking you from offline TV.
We'll give you 5% and kick you.
What the fuck?
Wendy's in Canada.
Yeah.
You can
what,
hang
do you not
Wendy.
Like Wendy?
So,
Wendy,
you hate
are you watching?
Wendy, huh?
Wait, haven't you guys been friends for a long time? You wouldn't want to see her?
What year are you even doing?
That's just weird.
You know, Michelle. You don't want to meet my parents? My mom loves you. You know this.
Oh,
I was like, Wendy's so funny.
You want to meet my sister?
Albie?
Albert will come too.
He's coming.
We'll have a room for him.
He's not going to come go to Canada for 2 months.
And then
we'll convince him.
Why not?
We'll wait. Make sure he can't ever enter this house again.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's talk about this after the podcast.
So, Sean, you're going to Canada? Yvonne's going.
Yeah, sure.
She's Canadian.
When did I say I was going?
You're Canadian. All right? You would love the chance.
Okay, yeah. I miss Tim Hortons.
I miss Tim Hortons, too.
Timmy's.
Like, so
get them ice caps at the Timmy's and use a loonie.
Did you know you can get an ice cap mocha? It's even
ice
better.
Ice cap mocha.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a frappuccino.
Ice cap. Loonies and toonies.
All right, Pokey, besides your upcoming Canadian trip, what else do you have going on?
I'm probably going to be in France this month.
What?
Yeah. With
you
Fed.
Liked it that much? I heard France was dirty.
No, Paris is dope, but I don't think we're going there. Either way, stay tuned for some IRL streams. Also, today I played Getting Over It, and I got over some of it. It was very enjoyable. I'm probably going to play again tomorrow and lose my voice.
Did
so,
you get over it, though?
Some of it.
No.
I think I did okay.
No.
Yeah.
First time.
No, I found out you were playing because I was at the Starbucks down the street.
And yeah.
And I heard.
Ah! I heard so much screaming in my room.
I'm so sorry. Like,
that's hilarious.
I couldn't control it.
No, I know.
No. We understand.
It's good.
I got through. No, I think I did okay. I didn't beat it, but I think I'm doing okay.
Probably did better than me. I played that once and I'm like, I'm not playing this ever again.
Dude, if you actually beat it, though, mm-hmm. I'd be really fucking impressed.
Really? Now I want to do it just to impress people. Fed didn't beat it either.
I don't think anyone in this house beat it.
Wow, I could be the first. Okay.
Does anybody know? Or you guys know how far further you have to go?
Yeah, I watched a speed run of 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes and something. It was insane. He did everything perfectly.
Wait, now that I think about that, if it's 2 minutes while doing everything perfectly, the map must be pretty long. Oh, no.
It is pretty long. Like, he's doing, like, super jumps and skipping areas that
wait,
takes
this,
us 10
like
minutes.
Pickaxing to, like, the tiniest pebble and then throws them up.
Yeah. Good
wild.
Luck, man.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Sean, anything coming up for you?
My other work launch, it's, like, video Friday. And I have gifts for
oh,
you guys.
Oh, yay.
Oh wait, gifts?
I
where?
Love gifts.
Well, I have to like package it for you guys.
You don't have to package.
You
no. You
don't
know what? I prefer you if you gave the gift bear because package is just more recycling and pollution for the earth.
That is true. Do you hate environment?
I mean, it's okay. If like a bear attacked me, I'd hate the environment. But anyways, I have gifts for you guys. It'll be coming soon. Very soon.
Okay. For future context, if you have gifts, you shouldn't tell us and then say it's coming later because it kind of raises our expectations.
I mean, there's actually no gift.
Oh,
you just
okay.
asked me like if okay. I had anything coming up and I lied. I'm just kidding.
So what's this this app you're working on?
It's a dating app.
Aww.
For gamers.
Ah, gamers.
Yeah. Gamers.
Does it have like...
So you could use it for like other things, not just dating.
People are going to use it to fuck. All right, let's be honest.
Or make friendships.
It's for gamers.
No one
they're
going
to use it
any
to
kind of social media app.
Twitter?
For that's meant on a one-on-one basis for friendship. Every time
oh,
I use
you mean like Tinder?
Every time I use Tinder and the girl says...
Tinder?
I used it once.
Okay.
As a
every
meme.
Time used it once.
And it
Go
said,
on?
"Just looking for friends." I'm like,
"Good girl,
bitch."
X.
That's what I did.
And I would have said, "Bitch, get your ass off Tinder, all right?" No, ain't nobody looking for friends here. Good and the guys who says they're looking for friends, good they just want to bang you later on, and they think it's easier if you're their friends.
Cool.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Dating app.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, like, it looks... It's for gamers to find gamers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, Lily, what are you working on?
Not much.
Cool. Cool.
Temmie looks good.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Temmie does
look
good.
I do love my dog.
All right, Lily, this is the outro, so it has to look good. Fill the white space.
Like she's a goddamn slave. We're almost done, by the way, Sue.
All right, perfect. All right, chat, that's going to do it for a little more to the left. A little more to the left. Lily, a little more to the... I'm talking to Lily.
Wow, Yvonne listening to the
yeah,
words.
Okay. A little more to the right. All right, now higher. Perfect. A little more to the left. A little more to the right. Okay, you're good. Thanks for watching our podcast today. Don't forget to... Well, they remember to like, comment, subscribe. We'll catch you next week on the 18th ever offline podcast. I think we're going to try something different. We've been following Woo! Some idea around, like doing the one where we all sit in our room.
Ah!
And then do a podcast like
yeah!
online style.
Let's yeah, let's do it.
And chat's going to be like, you fuckers live in the same house.
It's going to be so funny. I love making chat mad.
Yeah.
It's just more interaction.
We're going to do the Twitch style podcast.
Fuck yeah.
And then we'll have a special guest.
Oh yeah.
Stay
Is it
tuned.
Destiny? Who knows?
Stay tuned
I
next week
don't know.
To find out.
Yeah.